Now, it's not just the way that we build houses that could change in the future. The materials we're using might as well. In order to make housing across the world more environmentally friendly, Michael Ramage from the University of Cambridge is trying to develop the use of bamboo to replace some of the more traditional building materials. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
So why bamboo?
We're very interested in bamboo because it is very fast growing. It's widely distributed around the world, particularly in areas where populations are growing and populations are moving to cities, but also where trees don't grow. And it's extremely strong.
What about the environmental equation, whereby in the same way that people in America were growing a lot of crops to make biofuels, but actually they were taking land that could be grown for food out of production, there was an environmental cost, therefore, because they had to buy the food in from elsewhere or turn other land into food-producing land to make up for the fact they were growing, you know, fuel crops. Can we make the same sorts of arguments for bamboo?
Well, if anyone has grown bamboo in the garden, they know that it grows rapidly and it tends to grow anywhere. And the countries that grow a lot of bamboo, like China or Colombia, we find it grows very well on hillsides, extremely steep hillsides, where you can't plant crops.
So why are people not doing this already?
There's a long history of using bamboo in its natural form for houses in vernacular culture, so people building without architects. And it's only in the last 20 or 30 years that people have processed bamboo into the type of materials we use in conventional construction.
Well, tell us more. How do you process it? Because when I've seen bamboo used, I mean, in China, you see scaffolding up buildings to extremely great heights made of bamboo. And you think, gosh, that doesn't look very strong, but actually it clearly is. How is it used differently then?
So the processing of the bamboo is it grows as a round. It's a stalk. It's a blade of grass that happens to be 17 centimeters in diameter. And it gets split up into slivers, which are then cut down into rectangles. And then the rectangles are glued together to make big sheets of what we might refer to as plywood. It's a different material, but it's like a sheet of plywood.
And what's its mechanical characteristics that mean it's better or at least equivalent to what we could otherwise use?
So it's about 5 times stronger than timber in either tension or compression. So when you pull on it or push on it, it's extremely... Compared to its strength, it's extremely flexible. So its flexibility is about the same as timber.
Gosh, these are good statistics, aren't they? I can't understand why we're not all doing this already.
Well, the material is, although bamboo grows all over the world, and there's a lot of the material, and it grows extremely fast, there isn't a lot of bamboo that's processed. It's mostly processed for flooring, as you probably have seen in buildings around Cambridge. It's quite popular.
But it doesn't sound like it's rocket science to make those processed bamboo materials. You chop it up and glue it together, which is what we're already doing for chipboard and things anyway, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. But one of the problems is that there is, at the moment, very little market because engineers and architects don't necessarily have codes they can refer to for designing bamboo buildings. And without bamboo buildings being designed, companies are reluctant to make a lot of material that doesn't have a market.
So how does it stack up in terms of where it could be deployed? What sorts of building applications could it have? And will it save people money? Because all of this is going to come down to the bottom line, isn't it? Is this going to end up costing them a load more? If so, they're not going to do it because they're going to pass that on to the customer and become uneconomically viable.
Well, we think, and the research that we're doing at Cambridge University is looking at how we can use this structural bamboo in large-scale buildings, so 6, 7, 8, 10-story buildings. And at the moment, a building like that made of structural bamboo would be much more expensive than an equivalent in steel or concrete. But we think in the long term that it will become competitive, especially if we change the way we price carbon.
Will this be mainly the cladding that the bamboo is used for, or would you see it being used for all of the buildings? So you could replace the steel frame or the timber frame or whatever sort of building you're doing with some kind of bamboo composite?
The work we're doing at the moment is looking at ways to replace the frame, the structural frame, with bamboo. There is already quite a bit of material that can be used for cladding, particularly the interior surfaces.
And what about the lifing of the material? We know if you build a house from an oak frame, it'll be there in 500 years if you look after it. Do we know what the lifing of these bamboo materials is?
The same is true for bamboo. If you keep it dry and keep it out of the sun, and in other words, if the architects and the engineers detail the buildings correctly and they stay dry, then it will last for a very long time, just like wood will.
And why is bamboo structurally, at the sort of ultra-structural level, so good in this regard? Why does it have these characteristics?
Well, it's we have partners at MIT who are working on that at the moment. But in simple terms, it's made up of very, very strong fibers that go in one direction up the stalk of bamboo. And those fibers themselves are extremely strong.
And so if you cross them, so they're at 90 degrees to each other, when you stick the chips together, then you're going to get this very, very powerful composite sort of in two different directions, aren't you? Just like plywood.
Yes, and there are many ways you can put them together, either crossed or all oriented in the same way, to get different sorts of properties depending what you're trying to build.
Well, I might have to build my next house out of bamboo. So the pig that built his house from straw was sort of halfway there. He was still using a sort of grass, wasn't he? Michael Ramish from the University of Cambridge, thank you very much.